Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wag Wednesday here on The Fan, and very pleased to bring in the wife of a Super Bowl champion, Maddie Stafford, our friend Kelly Stafford. Kelly's got a very popular podcast out there now and really doesn't hold anything back. So it's going to be a lot of fun talking to her today. Kelly, it's Craig and Evan in New York City. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Real quick,
it seems weird with the Super Bowl champion in front of his name, but
crazy,
you know,
right?
What? I'll take it.
I
know. It's awesome.
Are you good with Maddie?
Yeah.
Because we know Matt's not acceptable, and I respect that, but this guy, my partner, whips out a Maddie. Are you good with Maddie or no?
Yeah, Maddie works. I feel like that's Matthew's like alter ego, and he has a little too much
See?
To drink. So
there
Maddie works.
Plus,
yeah,
as Kelly knows, Matt and I have known each other since he got drafted. And I can call him Maddie because that's what I do.
Really?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
You don't know everybody I know. Thank you so much, Kelly. Appreciate that. All right. So couple things before we get into a lot of the personal stuff. Is life different when you are, you know, obviously you're not the player. I respect that. But has life been different for the Staffords because he's now a Super Bowl champion? Or is it pretty much the same as it was prior to that?
I mean, to be honest, guys, it's pretty much the same. We have our four little kids, and they kind of just bring you back to the schedule and don't let, you know, you party too much, because if you party too much with four little kids, you really can't function. So
right.
For the most part, it's stayed pretty much the same. I mean, obviously, him getting, you know, that chip off his shoulder is really nice and definitely a breath of fresh air around the house. But for the most part, it's back to being parents and back to being what kind of off season is about, which is what we do. It's we just be parents. We're parents. So
I think a lot of people miss out. They don't believe that because, you know, we look at all our NFL heroes and other athletes as robots. They're not real people. He doesn't take his pants off like we do. They don't go to the bathroom like we do. But the reality is, yeah, you might have more money than the average person, but you still got, you know, who's watching the kids tonight? What time are they going to bed? Who's changing a diaper? All the stuff that average, everyday, normal people do, right?
Yeah, and just like everybody else, too, I feel like even if you find that babysitter, the kids don't want to stay with them, you know? So a balance is good. We try and find time for ourselves during the off season, but Matthew doesn't get to see the kids very often during the season, so off-season is kind of their time. So that's what we're doing.
All right, let's talk about a couple of the easy things first. The big news that came out, we all saw it, and that photographer falls off the stage. Matthew turns to his right, walks away. You, of course, looked on kind of in horror about it. And then you and Matthew and, of course, the Rams come out and say, hey, listen, we're going to take care of, you know, the medical bills. But then the way the world works today, people do some digging and find out that the woman who did get hurt is not the greatest person in the world. Walk us through that whole thing and where you're at today with it, considering what's come to light about her.
To be honest, guys, we didn't know any of that came to light in general until way past it. But, you know, I know Matthew wish he could have taken that reaction back, but there are times in life, I feel, to be totally honest, if he would have tried to help, he probably would have made the situation worse. If anyone did see him or hear his speech that day, he probably wasn't in the right state of mind to do anything about it. But, you know, and part of me feels, you know, her whole life was kind of thrown, I don't know, in the washer in a way. And I hate it. I hate it for everybody involved. And I'll be totally honest with you guys. after I heard about what, you know, the things that were said by her 10 years ago, part of me wanted to reach out and be like, I'm so sorry this is happening. I hope that you're not the same person you were 10 years ago. And if you are, I pray that this changes you in a way. Just like, I mean, things, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone says things. Oh, Matthew made a mistake on that stage. So I think everyone needs to show a little bit of, you know, compassion and empathy and sure. hope that people can learn from their mistakes. So that's how we feel about it. Or at least that's how I feel about it. I'm not going to speak for my husband. But, yeah, it wasn't the best reaction. We immediately got in the car after and he asked me to text the Rams people and ask about her and make sure she was doing okay. So we did that. We sent some flowers. And then the next day when we heard how she was really doing, that's when the Rams and us got together to try to figure out a solution. So
talking to Kelly Stafford, Matthew Stafford's wife. Was OBJ a regular guest at the Stafford house? Did he have you over? Did you guys have him over for dinner? Is he coming back? Like, what was the relationship with him like? And did you get to know him at all or no?
You know what? I did not get to know him very well. Obviously, Matthew knows him extremely well. We hope he's coming back. I know both of us want him back. He's such a light. Even, like, I met him, actually, guys, right after the Super Bowl ended. He, you know, obviously had torn his knee up and was out there in tears. And I had all my little girls. And he walked by me and stopped and turned back around and came up to me. And just was like, Ms. Stafford, and gave me a big hug. It's like, I'm so happy to be a part of this team with your husband.
Did he he called you Mrs. Stafford?
Yeah, I'm sure, because I'm sure he doesn't know my first name.
Probably not, that's true.
That's a safe way.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the easiest way to do this, you know? So was just, because I never met him, like, technically I'd never met him before. You know, he came in mid-season, and with all these COVID stuff, you know right. we don't really get together very often, so... For him to even, like, walk past me and then, like, do a double take and turn back around and say something, I thought was so nice. And it was nice to meet him in that hot second. But I really hope he comes back. I think he's such a fun, like, light in that locker room. So I don't know the contract stuff. I won't act like I know it. So I hope he's back. But, you know, only time will tell that.
You said something interesting earlier. Matthew finally goes on this deep playoff run, wins a championship, a great accomplishment. As the wife, did you feel that same pressure of, all right, we got the team, we're in the postseason, this is the year? Do you almost share that burden that he's had?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I felt it more than he did. He's the type that, you know, just kind of pushes through. And you never see it on his face. You never see it at home either. You know, I'm like, you guys got this one this week. And this, I felt like I did this with the Lions. I'd be like, you can beat them. It would be like the reigning, I don't know, Super Bowl champs. And he's like, of course we can. Of course we can. And meanwhile, in the back of my mind, I'm like, ooh. But, you know, even through this whole season, he didn't show any type of that he was feeling this pressure. Now, I think after he won the NFC Championship, he kind of let it all go and let me in a little bit on it. Like, it was brutal. But, I felt it the entire time. I'm human. I am on social media. So, yes, I felt it very much so. But he's pretty good about, you know, putting things behind him.
I'm interested in your decision to go on social media. You know, a lot of guys don't want their wives doing it because social media is just such a negative, hateful place. And why expose yourself to, you know, animals like that across, you know, anonymous animals from across the world who are just going to take a shot at no matter what it is that you do? And I wonder what that conversation was like because, you know, listen, for full transparency, you know, the morning after podcast, Kevin Connolly is one of my dearest friends in life, and it's on, you know, his podcast network, which is how this whole thing came about today, and Tommy reaching out, et cetera. But I wonder, like, you made a decision to not just go on social media and, hey, let's share some pictures of, you know, the cute kids or vacation or me and my girlfriend's having, you know, a drink. Now, you've talked about some serious stuff and some not so serious stuff. And I wonder why you came to that decision and how, if you ever regretted being so open on social media.
You know what? If you're like with the podcast, I'm as open as I'll get out because I feel like it's almost a safe place. Like there's no comments under what I say, things of that nature. So I love the podcast for that. Going on social media, I have no regrets on it. I do think, you know, after Matthew has a bad game, I'm less likely to click on my comment section. or, you know, or right. if I say
your husband sucks. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah. yeah, anything like that, I tend to just, you know, keep on with my life. Again, my four girls keep me busy. So I enjoy social media. I think there's a lot of positive to it. I also think there's a ton of negative. And I feel like the reason I stay on it and the reason now I'm more open on it than I ever was is because back in 2019, oh gosh, I don't remember the year now, when I got diagnosed with my brain tumor and I let the world in on that, I still, you know, receive direct messages and emails of people who have significant others or people who have moms and dads who are going through the same thing. And it felt like I could be a lending hand in that and just kind of guide them through. So that's kind of the reason I've been so open about a lot of struggles I've had on social media, so that maybe people don't feel so alone if they're going through the
same
thing. That's
well, I was saying, like, so you know, the other day, I know you shared, you know, postpartum struggles and how your body looked mm-hmm. and things like that, that a lot of women go through. So I would think that you doing it, I imagine you've probably gotten some amazing emails and, you know, tweets or text messages from women you'll never meet in your lifetime who say, hey, thank mm-hmm. you for sharing that. It's helped me kind of deal with my issues too.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that. I don't know. I feel like in this world, and especially with social media, people can be so cruel and not real. And I just wanted to bring some like authenticity. That's why the podcast came about. To my life, you know, I feel like people look at our lives, Matthew and I, and think it's this wonderful, perfect situation. And just like you guys said earlier, we're normal people. I mean, we have troubles in our marriage. We have trouble raising our kids. We have all, you know, the only thing we don't have trouble with is money. So it's financially. And obviously that's a big deal. And I know that, but I enjoy the thought of even one person saying, this helped me, you know, battle this or whatnot.
Let's get to the big story that you shared a couple months ago on the podcast. You guys are at Georgia. He's kind of doing his thing. He's big man on campus. And you're like, I got to get this dude's attention. How else am I going to do it but start hanging out with the backup quarterback?
Okay. Yes, and let me put this out there real quick.
Yeah.
Joe Cox was not the backup. I feel like I got a lot of people saying it was Joe Cox. Joe Cox married one of my best friends, who was also a cheerleader, so let me just throw that out there. It was not Joe Cox. But, yeah, you know what? Matthew and I had a little fun in college. Obviously, college relationships are tough. And when I first met Matthew, he wanted no relationship at all, but wanted to have fun. And I was like, I'm not that type of person.
Right.
So I'm sorry, but no. And that didn't stop him from having fun. So finally, and I've always loved Matthew, but I told myself, like, all right, I need to move on because this obviously is not happening. And started talking with the backup, who was the complete opposite of Matthew. So it worked. But yeah,
How long did you hang out with the backup until Matthew was like, hey, wait a minute. Oh, time out a second. No. Okay, I'm ready.
I would say almost immediately it affected him.
Because he's a guy. I get it.
Wait, but so
yeah,
was it a plot or did you genuinely like the guy and say, you know what? I am moving on. Maybe this is my future. Or was it all like a plot to get his attention, which ultimately worked?
You know what? It wasn't a plot to begin with. But when I realized how it was, you know, working out a little bit, you know, I didn't like stop the relationship or even if I, you know, wasn't feeling the relationship anymore, just because I knew it had a little bit of effect on Matthew. And that sounds terrible, but you know what? The guy wasn't all, you know, rainbows and a sweetheart back then either. So.
Plus, that guy, whoever he was, didn't just sign a $120 million extension either.
No, I don't think he did. I'm
pretty sure he did. All right, so that's that one. You also came out public and talked about having your boobs done. And I guess it didn't go well and whatever. So was that just a thing like a lot of moms do that after breastfeeding where, you know, they feel a certain way. So you want to have your boobs kind of lifted or this and that. But, you know, so was that the kind of deal for you that it wasn't just aesthetic? It was like, hey, I've been breastfeeding these kids and I want to feel better about the way I look. I'm going to have it done. And then just a train wreck type of thing.
Okay. I wish it was that. I actually got them done when I was 18 or 19. So I had no kids, or I had no breastfeeding at first. They were just terrible because I paid for them myself, which was a disaster. I got like a student discount, all the all the things that you don't want to hear when you're going in for surgery, like, hey, we'll give you a discount because you're this, we'll give you a discount because you're that. And I fed into all of it, and I got what I paid for. So, yeah, that was why. And then, you know, after that, it was, yeah, we just got them reduced. And then I did end up, after having my last child, going in, and even the doctor was like, girl, this might be reconstruction. I don't know what they did to you. I was like, oh, great. This is fantastic. So, yeah.
Got it.
And it was a college job.
Okay. And the final, right. You shouldn't go to Guatemala for a boob job. That's the lesson learned by everybody.
Not.
Nor should you go to the doctor's assistant, who's really smart and slept at a Holiday Inn last night. He got to help you out.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the story I've been building towards, and I want all the nitty gritty on it, okay? The story is the only part of the story that I've been told from a very reputable source is you're on vacation and you happen to be invited to a very special dinner, I think in the Bahamas, I want to say, and all of a sudden Leonardo DiCaprio is at the same dinner, and then the dinner goes so well, he starts challenging your husband and another player, if I'm not mistaken, to athletic feats of manhood. Walk me through it.
Yes. Oh, man, you guys are killing me because we're going to an Oscars party this weekend, and I'm terrified I'm going to run into Leo, but that's okay. we go to, I think it's Baker's Bay, which is an awesome property down in the Bahamas, and go to the center, run into Leo. And Leo was like, hey, let's play beach volleyball. And it was Matt Ryan and his wife, Sarah.
Matt Ryan. So you guys, so the Staffords and the Ryans are friendly, I assume, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. And you guys have never met DiCaprio prior to this. You just know him as a fan, as he's a great actor. Period. Stop.
Yeah. He's like, yes. I think he's Matthew's favorite actor.
Got it. Okay. So you and Matthew, Matt Ryan and his wife at this place in the Bahamas, DiCaprio comes to dinner. You and Mrs. Ryan have to be going crazy, right?
Yeah, I mean, Matthew's kicking me under the table because at first we're sitting by ourselves. We're like, oh, we're the loser table. It's just four of us and there's eight seats.
Right.
And we're like, oh, we're the loser table. And then my back's turned to the door and they walk in and Matthew starts kicking me under the table. I'm like, ow, what is your deal? And he's like, you'll never guess. He just walked in. I was like, who? And he's like, Leonardo. And I was like, who the hell is Leonardo?
Right.
He's like, Leo. And I was like, oh, Leo. So anyways, they sit down with us. We have a good time. I'm nervous the entire time. I'm pretty sure Matthew is too, but, we get up and they're like, hey, we'll meet you for, sand volleyball tomorrow. We're like, what? And they're like, yeah, let's play sand volleyball.
And which model is he with at this point? Is this, which phase is he in?
This is, Nina Agdal.
Nina Agdal, Victoria's Secret model. Go ahead.
Yeah. Beautiful. I mean, honestly, guys, not very fair that we had to be on a beach.
Right. So did you and Matt Ryan's wife come out in one pieces and a sarong the next day?
I mean, we basically put on our robes from the rooms and played in those, you know?
All right, so he goes, let's play beach volleyball tomorrow. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so we do that. And again, like, we're not thinking that they're actually going to.
No worries.
So am I allowed to say that?
No, we dumped it. Go ahead. All good.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so they come from playing golf. We play volleyball, and I'll give Nina Agdal a lot of credit. She took one to the face pretty good and manned up like no other, because all of us were like, oh, man, because obviously that's part of her moneymaker. But she was incredible. She was
but
like, all right,
who hit the ball that wound up being slammed into Nina Agdal's face?
You know what? It was one of the guys who worked there.
Okay,
so.
Thank God.
I know. Not great for him, I don't think.
Did
but,
he feel bad at least? Did he like look embarrassed?
Yeah, the guy got fired.
Oh my gosh. He felt terrible. I think we all felt terrible. I mean, it was hard. It ricocheted into her face. It was bad. But anyway, she was great. She handled it like a boss, like whatever. So we win that. Then he's like, let's go play Ultimate Frisbee. And I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, I thought, first of all, I thought vacations were, like, laying on the beach. We're playing a lot of sports right now. And I keep having to look at this girl in a bikini. And, again, we talked about body image on my podcast. Not ideal to be looking at an Agdal while you're doing all this. So, yeah, we played Ultimate Frisbee with them. And we beat them in that.
Was he ultra competitive as this was happening? Like, was he taking the game very, very seriously, Leo?
Oh, yes. I think we all were. We're all competitive people.
Right.
Sarah and Ryan played basketball in college. I played sports growing up. I mean, I just feel like we're all competitive. So no one wants to lose, you know? So I guess, yeah, it was pretty intense looking back.
How does the whole thing end? So you play ultimate frisbee. Does it end with drinks and hugs and high fives, and he just disappears into the night, and that's it? No.
So we do. We end up playing beer pong in a drinking game later on that night, and that's when it gets a little juicy. You know, the drinking game we play is called Piccolo, and if anybody listening has ever played that, it's on your phone. And as you continue, you're each on your own team. Like, everyone's their own team. But as you continue to go through the game, it's basically like dares.
Right.
And as you continue, the dares get dirtier. So it's either daring you to do something or drink. And a dare that I got to read was for Leo that I really didn't think he was going to do. And that man stood up and did it with some passion, which I was here for.
What was the card? What did he have to do?
It was like, Leo, drink 7 times or lick Sarah's ear. And, you know, I thought he was just going to drink, and he stood up from across the table, and it felt like slow motion. You know, I'm looking at Sarah like, oh my gosh, this is happening. Good for you type of situation. And, he squatted down and then got in there. So,
were you jealous? Did you want your ear licked?
It was her
ear. Oh, my gosh. I think everybody at that table was jealous. I think Matthew and Matt wanted their ear licked by Leo. Come on, guys.
Wow.
I mean, if we're being honest.
What a flex. What a great play by Leonardo. He put that card in there on purpose. Oh, there's no doubt
in my
mind.
It was great.
So then,
I know he loves me telling this story 10 years later, however long
it was. Yeah, sure he does. He's going to you're going to go to an art gallery tomorrow night. He's going to be like, are you telling that story again?
Yeah, he's
going to
be like, please lay off,
Nick.
Sorry.
Listen, I'll tell you a funny story about Leonardo DiCaprio. He had he dated Gisele Bündchen, obviously, many, many years ago before she met Tom Brady. So when Gisele starts dating Tom Brady, the famous story is that Leonardo DiCaprio had no idea who Tom Brady was at the time. He wasn't a fan, like a big sports fan or an NFL fan. So he says to a buddy of his, well, is she at least dating somebody good? And they're like, only the best.
I love that. So they told us that he wasn't a big sports fan, but he either asked, maybe he asked who Matthew and Matt were, maybe he asked who was sitting at his table. That's how we knew.
That's great.
Who they were. But yeah, we had a good time. It was a really fun weekend, and obviously one I will never forget. So.
Listen, I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing these stories with us. I don't want to be remiss, and I don't want to be too personal, but you're health-wise, you're all good now. Nothing for you to worry about in regards to the tumor and all that?
Yes, I am. Good. I am perfectly fine. I have another scan, I think, in the next month or so, but I'm pretty sure that's going to come back perfectly clean. So I'm doing great. I appreciate you guys asking.
Well, send our regards to the family, to Matt, Maddie, Matthew. And next time you guys are in New York, we'd love to see you. And thanks for coming on. The name of the podcast is The Morning After. It's Kelly and her friends. And it's a good listen if you're looking for some fun, especially during football season, because you get some insight to what life is like being married to a superstar quarterback. Thanks so much, Kelly. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Kelly Stafford. Nice, right?
I'm still confused.
You want Leonardo to lick your ear?
No. Did Leo suck Matt Ryan's wife's ear or her ear?
I think Matt Ryan.
That's how I heard
Sarah.
It. Yeah.
He said she said Sarah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I apologize. I took it the wrong way.
You confused me. That's how I was like, who's your guy?
Yeah. Right. Would you want your ear licked by Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Just for the story?
No.
No?
No.
Come on, what a great story to have, though.
No.
10 years later?
I don't want that story.
I listened to that story with rapt attention.
That's because it was Matt Ryan's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Would you
be listening in rapt attention if I said, and then Jacob DeGrom looked over?
No.
And he so exactly.
He's
so
not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, then whatever. Tom Brady.
Yes.
Would you get your ear sucked by Tom Brady?
Not sucked, but licked up and down, yeah.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.